Welcome back to the Dandy Student Life Podcast. I'm Dan.
And I'm Mandy.
So for this episode, when we sat down to discuss what we'd like to talk about, one of the first things that came up was whether we'd like to talk about this episode as surviving first year or thriving in first year. Is first year just a matter of getting through it and looking forward to the next year to do really well? And it's just about adjusting to find your feet in the first year? Or is it more important to try and succeed academically, join all the societies and get super stuck into everything? What was your approach the first year like, Andy?
Well, thanks for the introduction, Dan. I think my approach first year might be quite different from the rest of you. Because before studying my first year, in fact, I took a break from uni for about 4 years. So I have not touched I have not done any studying for a really long time. So it was really weird for me in my first day of uni, because I'm from Singapore. You know, I just came from a different country. Everything was so new to me. And I came 2 days before the first day of university. So in fact, I missed out on the orientation and all those kinds of things. On my first day, I was looking for the lecture theater. I'm sure some of you can relate to that. And I remember I stood, when I sat in my first lecture, I had no idea what was going on. In fact, everyone was typing stuff on their laptops, and I left halfway through the lecture because I had no idea. It took me a while to adapt to the whole uni culture, and even living in Australia, I would say it took me about 2-3 months. And at the start, all I would do was just, manage myself as well as study. I think as I went along, I understood more and more things and had more responsibility over times, so such as joining clubs, being involved, being active. On the flip side, there was a point where I had too many things to do, and I realized that I had to scale back on things that I wasn't interested in or I didn't want to do. So I think for me, what first year taught me the most is how to balance everything.
Do you think that your time away from uni and having those 4 years as a break helped you in any way in coming into uni and gave you a different perspective?
Well, I think it's both a good thing and a bad thing. Good thing is I was really motivated to study. I really wanted to get back into studying. You have no idea. And it was really fun to be able to just sit in lectures and write stuff down rather than thinking about work or stuff like that. On the flip side, like I said, on my first day, I didn't know what was going on. I forgot what a cell nucleus was. So yeah, it was really tough.
So I think the key word for me and why this episode is named the way it is the word thrive. Rather than succeed or conquer or dominate, I think success can sometimes have these sort of sinister connotations, as if to achieve, you have to sacrifice in different aspects of your life and suffer for this ultimate goal, and that you're willing to do anything to achieve this goal, even at the detriment of other things in your life. I think first year is not always an easy transition from high school. And I think everybody comes into it with different expectations and experiences. I think even between Andy and I, the experiences are very different. Me coming from high school in what was a class of biology with 2 or 3 people, coming straight from high school into university, and Andy spending time in service in the army in Singapore for taking that break after high school. But I think we all come into it looking to ultimately get different things out of uni as well. We expect different things and ultimately what we want to get from getting a degree as well. For me, the biggest transition was moving states. I was faced with a new, faster and more demanding way of learning. As we know, a lot of the lectures pack in 2 to 3 weeks of high school content in one lecture. And then suddenly having all of these new societies and clubs to join. And perhaps for me, the biggest challenge was the new competitive aspect. As I said, I came through from classes that were relatively small in my high school. I had 2 or 3 people in my biology class. My biggest class was 15 students. So sitting in a lecture with 600 biomed students was a very different experience. But in terms of the competition, it was a little bit different in my first lecture as an experience compared to Andy, in that we were all asked to put our hand up if we wanted to do medicine, dentistry, physio, research, or different paths. And what I saw was about 90% of people put their hands up that they wanted to do medicine. which just kind of shows how many people go into it with a particular expectation of where they want to go with their degree. And because I came to uni with an idea that I wasn't exactly sure what path I wanted to follow, I quickly realized that if I wanted to do medicine, I'd have to outcompete many of my peers that were vying for the same limited number of positions in a competitive graduate program. For many people, this competitive aspect of academic performance consumes them to the detriment of other pursuits in their life. So it took me probably a semester to find a way to use this competitive aspect of the course to help benefit and drive me, and not kind of put me off in any way. It also took me some time to find a balance, a little bit in the same way as Andy, between the commitments to different aspects of social life at the college I was living at, different societies at uni, my studies and my sporting activities. For me, first year felt a lot like finding my feet in this new place. And though perhaps throughout these fun times I felt I was really thriving, it wasn't for a while until I was able to truly find balance and truly thrive in this new environment, becoming the best version of myself I could be. To find out how our mentors would deal with the current situation, we asked them, what kind of advice would you give to a first-year student in the current position with everything going on?
I would just say, don't freak out too much about it. First year's definitely a finding your feet sort of year, and I wouldn't worry too much about the academic consequences of doing online learning. I think everyone will still get through it all just fine. And as long as you're keeping socially connected with other people, particularly those in your courses, then when we all emerge out the other end of this, it should be easy to reconnect and keep moving forward.
Try to have a schedule every day, which sounds easy, but it can be quite challenging to do. But if you can have a schedule, it will be a lot easier for you to get things done.
There's more important things than school. School's nothing. Like, it comes in and goes. There's more important things to deal with in life, really.
But my number one piece of advice always has been reach out, make friends as early as you can at uni, make connections, make friends in all your classes. Day one, sit down. Hi, I'm Ryan. How are you going? Nice to meet you. We're going to be friends for the next 12 weeks or more, you know? That's always been my number one bit of advice. So it's probably difficult for a lot of first years this year, but I think utilize Zoom. I mean, reach out if you've got tutorials. You see someone's name. Hi, how are you going? Do you want a breakout room? I'm not sure exactly what is happening in the first year subjects coordination, but yeah, definitely my number one piece of advice would be make friends.
Definitely keep up to date with all your lecture content. Super important.
How's that going for you?
Look, it's a challenge. But I think as long as you have an effective timetabling system and sort of work at it with motivation, it's definitely achievable.
One thing that I've really learned with this course is more on a personal level. Don't be so hard on yourself and don't have your expectations so high, because I feel like in our course, it's really easy to compare yourself to other people, but everybody's got their own way of doing things. Everybody's got their strengths and their weaknesses. So don't go comparing yourself to people, because you've got your own way of doing it, and just give it your best crack, but don't kick yourself if you can't do it as well as you thought you could, because we're all learning.
Don't lose contact with any don't lose touch with any of your lecturers or tutors. They're still happy to help, even though it's all online. So don't just sort of feel like because it's online, they're less inclined to help you. It's still plenty of ways to get in touch and ask your question before it's a bit too late and all the stress and content keeps mounting on top of each other.
Take every opportunity as it comes. Be open to the opportunities that come along and have a flexible mindset, because I guess in this current situation, anything goes and anything can happen and none of us can expect what will happen. So it's about having a flexible approach and just taking opportunities as they come.
All right, so that was it from the mentors, and I'm sure you've heard everyone has their own different strategies of coping with how things are going, of thriving in first year. And I'm like, at the start, Dan and I, we said about our different experiences, and I'm sure your experience will be different as well. I guess what we're trying to say is that you're not alone. Everyone's facing a new environment and it might be overwhelming at first, but I guess being a first year, it's a good time to sort of understand yourself, understand what you can do, or understand what you want to achieve. And we hope that the advice that we gave, as well as the peer mentors gave, helped.
So I had a friend come back from USC on exchange last year and tell me that the slogan for the university was "Thrive On," which at the time I probably thought had a bit of a joke with him about how silly it sounded, and probably even more so about his kind of newly acquired American accent from his time on exchange. But it does hold some truth, I think. And whether you're in first year or if you're in your 10th year of uni, you're in your fourth year of medical school, finding who you want to be, and importantly, the best ways for you to get there, is all about finding the techniques, resources, and support that you need to thrive. As always, we're here to support you with your mentoring journey, help you along to become better mentors, and ultimately in the process to help you thrive. This has been another episode on the Dandy Podcast. I hope everyone's doing well in the isolation and looking forward to a possible restart in semester 2 in person. Much love.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.